You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a ministry to compete, you are a ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this too well.
Oh, we bless you for your presence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Kahadikai de vele ki prafadikai sevidishtu. Vene kombro vinikai dish. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for protection. Thank you for being the one in our midst. Thank you for your mighty presence, Lord. We give you praise. This evening, Lord, we ask that you will anoint these lips of clay and let your word proceed with power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Now, give the Lord a big clap. Thank you. Please, you may be seated. Thank you. We'll give you praise, Jesus. Amen. All right. The practice of the presence of God. The practice of the presence of God. So the objective of this series is to help you understand, one, the importance of staying in his presence. One. Two, how to summon his manifest presence. Is that okay now? And number three, how to maximize his presence. Is that okay now? So you have to pay attention to that. That will be our focus, so we don't get distracted. Is that okay now? And I've said to you that after this series, the next journey I'll be going with you is teaching you into the book of Revelations. Is that okay now? So we'll take it chapter by chapter and then we go into it. And then you have that in your archive. Is that okay? Good. All right, so let's turn to our anchor scripture. Psalms chapter number 91. Our anchor scripture, Psalms chapter number 91. We'll start the reading from verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Message translation says, you who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Spend the night in the Shaddai's shadow. Now go back to Message to King James, then we read through. Then we'll begin to break. Quickly. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. We had this Bible text. We read this morning, morning prayer, right? Good. Alright, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Now pay attention to that word. This is not a direct scripture. This is a conditional scripture. So what we are having here is a replica of what was written in Deuteronomy chapter number 28. If you will hearken to obey diligently the dictate of the Lord. Now these are the things that the Lord will do. But this scripture started with, he that dwells where? Of the Most High shall abide where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me explain. That is, if you will come and value the secret place, one of the things that will happen is that the picture of this scripture is the picture of a mother hen. When it is raining, is that okay now? The mother hen, based on maternal instinct, seek to provide warmth for the chicks. Okay? But if the chicks are here and one of them has gone far away, as much as she can cover them, it is he who comes to the secret place that will dwell under the shadows. Now, the shadow does not just provide refuge from want, from the rain and so on and so forth. It is also a place of safety. So there are many things contained in the presence that are the exclusive preserve of men who value it. It doesn't matter how much you pray. And let me put in bracket prayer, in the sense that there are prayers we pray in Africa that does not make us even get closer to God. There are prayers we pray that they are the outer court prayers. The prayer that has to do with the need that concerns the flesh. Alright, the tabernacle of old was in three parts. Alright, theologians will tell you two. They didn't even count the outer court, meaning that the person who is living in the flesh is not even counted. The outer court is a replica of those who are fleshy. Alright? Alright? They are natural. They cannot see beyond the physical. They can't interact beyond the physical. Hence, their request is not beyond it. Alright? But there are people who stay in the inner court. And theologians will call it the holy place. Alright? So, they can. So, when it comes to burning incense to God, the highest depth a natural man can go is the depth of thanksgiving. He can only be grateful for the things he sees. But there is the inner court, which is the one that has to do it in terms of human compartment. These are not mistakes, that we have three chambers and then we have three compartments of human that makes us complete, which we have the soul. All right, the prayer of the inner court can come from deep thought, soulless prayer. And you see, that's why Yorubas will say that anyone who knows how to think deeply will know how to give thanks. See, if you know how to think about the goodness of God, you can actually praise him. Is that okay now? That is, you are thinking about his goodness, his faithfulness, nothing really to count now, but God that sits in the heavens. I may not know him personally, but I heard in scripture that they said he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you can think of all those things, praises will flow. But you see, worship, the gate is locked. Only a man who does it by the Spirit can worship. And that's why if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, even if you cry when singing, it is not worship. Why? Worship is not limited to songs. Worship is the response of the human spirit to God's movement. Each time there is another move of God, the response of your spirit is worship. And that's why you see Revelation chapter number 4. The Bible described the throne of God. We're going to get there in the next series. Alright? That as the elders sit before the throne, and the glory of the Lord comes in different manifestations, what happens? They all fall down. The worship of heaven is not done by anybody's instruction. It is compelled. Have you been in that place when you are in your room alone with God and the glory sweeps in? Are you following what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes you might even just be seeing a movie. Huh? And the glory. They're wondering, why is this fellow an extremist? I say, no. It is not extreme to respond to God's movement. You see, I remember I was teaching in a primary school. Those of you who are teachers, you have a very huge opportunity. All right? After my university days, before I went to serve, I had some years of waiting. All right? So I got a job at the primary school at the early part of that season. So I noticed that sometimes while I'm writing on the board, and you see, one thing about my life is that I know how to host God. I am like a child. I don't come to the place of prayer and I'm doing pushing is not pushing. No. May God give us that heart. So sometimes I'm writing and the presence sweeps in and I'm like, oh my lover, this is class. There's this song, my lover, my lover. Lauren sang that song. Who knows that song? Yes, shining on me too. Can we sing that song? Can I sing that song? Do you know it very well? Who else knows? You can try. Okay, come and try. Who else? Whether you are in the congregation or today, your secret will be revealed. You are a singer. You've been sitting there. Who else? You want to try? Okay.
My lover, I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. My lover, my my lover, my lover, my lover, I hear thee, I hear thee, I hear thee. My lover, my lover, my lover.
My lover, my lover, my
lover, I hear thee, I hear thee, I hear thee.
My lover,
my my love. I hear thee, I hear thee, I hear thee, my love. Beckoning on me, beckoning on me. Oh.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Amen. So I was sharing a story, and several times just writing on the board and teaching those children. And I need to tell you, by the time I was leaving that place, there was no average student in class anymore. No weak student. They had learned supernaturally. Just reduce a bit. All right, so several times just writing on the board, and I will be there, that the glory of the Lord will sweep in. Ah, this is class, Lord. This is class. This is class. Relax. Let's get home. And I'll just try to keep writing. Every time that happens, whenever I turn back, I see the whole class crying. Students, Muslims. I look at them. There's a girl amongst them. The hands will be shaking like this. Shaking like this. Guy. I say, what happened? So I can't explain. Guy. Our children will know God. Follow God now so you can give them good inheritance. Okay. So, how did I get to that story? Talking about the presence. The truth is, the same way you like to check into any place, you are welcomed. The Holy Ghost. Of course, I'm still going to get there with you. That's the expressed manifestation of God's presence. Loves to dwell where they can host Him. Let me tell you the reason why many Christians are struggling. Because you are dwelling in the place that the devil used to dwell. And there's that fierce jealousy and hatred for you. Huh? So much so, scriptures will say that what is man that you are mindful of him, not the son of man that you consider him. That you have made him a little bit lower than Elohim. He was the anointed cherub that covered it. He was an angel of his presence. Cherubims are not just angels. They are angels of his presence. They are powerful angels. They are mighty angels. They are not babies. They are strong. And that's why you see that Gabriel will get to Zechariah and say, this is what God is saying. Where did he meet Zechariah? In the holies of holies. And he will tell you the word of the Lord. And Zechariah was doubting. Gabriel looked at him. You claim to be standing in the presence. I am Gabriel. I stand in the real presence. And I'm telling you, this is the word of the Lord. You will not be able to speak. If with all the might of Gabriel, the boasting result he has is the presence, you should seek the presence. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying? So, If you seek, give us that scripture, Psalms chapter number 42. Psalms 42, turn your Bibles. I'd like you to read with your Bible and mark the Bibles. Those of you who have phones, it's beautiful, but I prefer, make sure you have a Bible. Hey, so you can mark and write and do it. You get what I'm saying? It is easier to have a study life with your Bible. Or maybe if you have a tab. But whether you have a tab, mark anything, have Bible. Nobody can call the Bible when you are using it. Psalms 42. Turn your Bibles there quickly. Let's start the reading from verse 1. Let me read other translations so you can understand. Psalms chapter number 42. Thank you. So, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so pant my soul after thee, O God. Now look at it. Message translation. A white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. I want to drink God. Deep drought of God. I am thirsty for God alive. I wonder, will I ever make it alive and drink God's presence? I am on diet of tears. Tears for breakfast. Tears for suppers. All day long, people knock at my door, pestering. Where is this God of yours? Look at it. Psalms 42. Quickly, go back to verse 1. A white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. That's the spring of cool waters. As I see, that's the cool waters. I want to drink God. I want to drink God. Deep drought of God. Verse 2. I am thirsty for God alive. I wonder, will I ever make it arrive and drink in God's presence? And I'm telling you, the presence of God is very addicting. You only struggle because you've not stayed long enough. The longer you stay, the deeper it draws. Is that okay now? Good. All right. So, one, you understand that the presence is to be desired. It starts with hunger. In the physical, when you are sick, probably malaria or typhoid, or whichever one, and the fellow goes to the hospital, alright, while checking you up, you are asked a series of questions. Have you been experiencing so and so? Have you been experiencing so and so? And one of the questions is loss of appetite. It is not a sign you are filled, it is a sign you are sick. Is that okay now? When a fellow no longer have desire for more of God, it is not a sign of spiritual health. It is a sign of spiritual sickness. Indeed, the more you seek God, it is the more you know you have not found Him. The more you seek God, it is the more you know you have not found Him. All right? Please note that. Let that stay in your mind. In Exodus chapter number 2, is Exodus 2, God revealed Himself to Moses in a burning bush. All right, He commissioned him. In Exodus chapter number 13, God revealed Himself in the Passover. In Exodus 14, God revealed Himself as one who divided the sea. In Exodus chapter number 19, God revealed Himself to Moses, to Aaron, to Nadab, to Abihu, to the 70 elders of Israel. The Bible said they even saw God eat with Him. So that Exodus 19, God came down on Mount Sinai as fire, and the whole land trembled. The whole land, God came down visibly. The whole land trembled. In Exodus 24, that was when Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Moses, and the 70 elders of Israel saw God. The Bible said they even ate with Him. They beheld Him, and God did not kill them. Is that okay now? In Exodus chapter number 25, when they were done eating, till end of 24, God told Moses, come up higher. In Exodus chapter number 33, something happened. Moses said, these people are too stubborn. they are this. We will not go. I'm not ready to lead them except you reveal yourself to me. People will meet me and ask, who is this God you say is leading you? Now, is Moses, is something wrong with Moses? Before this event, there have been many episodes of seeing this God. Are you following what I'm saying now? At some point, God told him to set up the tent of meeting outside the camp where Moses and God alone will be meeting. Every morning they will wake up, see Moses standing. God will descend in a cloud in the shape of a man. You need to understand the cloud has a shape. Not pillars like your storybook. In the shape of a man. Talking to Moses and Moses talking and they are laughing and gisting. What happened to Moses in Exodus 33 that Moses will say, I want to see you. What was he seeing? In Exodus 34, God showed Moses himself. He said, okay now, as he came down from that mountain, the Israelites ran away. Though including the elders who thought they had seen him. Before this time, God had boasted about Moses that who amongst you is like him. I speak with Moses as a man speaks to his friend. The truth is that if you are truly seeking God, the more you do is the more you know you have not found him. You only boast because you have stopped somewhere. If you can wait to boast, you have died halfway. Because the more you see him, is the more you know you have not seen anything yet. It's like seeing an elephant. I'm not saying God is like an elephant. If a blind man is made to touch the ears of an elephant, we'll say it's a fan. If he touch the trunk, you say this is a trumpet. If he touch the body, we say this is a wall. In the year that Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, saw the Lord, a prophet. Who was he prophesying before? On behalf. Do you follow what I'm saying? If you tabernacle at the point that you are, that's the best you will see. The more you seek him, the more you know him. The more you see him, the more you know you don't know him. And that's why humility really can be cultivated, but in a sense, humility is a response of more of God. Simple. If you are seeing him daily, you can't be proud. You will know. Some of you just who preach on different platforms and so on and so forth. You will know you are growing if you get to a point in your life and you ask yourself, what have I been preaching before? Have you come to a point in your life, you look at yourself and say, all those people saying what I was saying was deep. I need to discipline them. What was I saying? You feel like getting all the tapes and burning. That's a sign of growth. Is that okay now? But the moment you feel you are on the top, you are the best for years, you are never the best. You were never there. You've not even evolved. The next level always makes the previous level look like foolishness. Do you get what I'm saying? God can be desired. It is a sign of spiritual health to be hungry for God. It is a sign of what? Spiritual health. That somebody wakes up in the morning and there's no desire to say, Lord, where are you? Is a sign there's a decline. Is a sign something is wrong. That there are certain things I personally have not been able to understand, but I'm not going to speak from my own perspective. One of it is the ability. I know sometimes we get tired for people to be pained when they hear it's time for prayer. Have you seen people who are angry? One of the ways you know that a Christian is dying is that they become hostile towards not just spiritual things, but spiritual people. It's a sign of isolation. Spiritual isolation. When a believer is living in sin, if you are around with the light, they are not the one angry with you. It is the spirit inside. That's the spirit angry with the sons of the light. You don't know manifestation of demons. I will show you. Go on social media. That's demonic manifestation. Everybody is angry towards pastors. Everybody is saying something. God spoke to me yesterday morning. He said, tell my people, the spirit of distraction is in the air. The devil is fighting the fathers. He knows he can't get them, but he knows he can get the younger generation. How do you know the devil has gotten you?
when you now begin to reduce the extent you could have gone for God because you don't want criticism, is a sign you are not filled on the inside. Number one strategy of the devil against any minister is intimidation. You will think you can't be intimidated until you see where they are criticizing your kind. If you see where I was on a bus years ago, and these guys began to talk. And they began to talk about pastors as thieves. They are the reasons why the country is not this and all that. Let me say this to you. Times magazine stated it years ago that the most successful leadership operation in Africa are the spiritual leaders. Why do people believe in them? All right, the government have failed. People have failed themselves. Their lives are frustrated. They are angry with themselves. Many of them went to school, didn't do well, dropped out and do many things. Their life is now something they look back, who can I blame? The natural nature of human must blame somebody. Blame pastors, blame religious leaders, blame people. If your government are as diligent as the way pastors are diligent with their assignment, Nigeria will be better than America. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't know for whom I'm saying this, but if you sit on the fence, you will soon become an enemy. What did I say? If you sit on the fence in the body of Christ as a Christian, you are on the fence. Today, not hot, not cold. You get offended easily. You can't trace the reason why. I'm just angry. When you are angry, the next response is to quit church. It's just a matter of time. You soon start your own blog. And the focus will be pastors. People start gradually. It is more dangerous when you put people in position of authority, but you didn't know they are not in God's presence. The level of attack that comes from there, they don't have the spiritual bearing to carry it. You have to be under the shadow to be insulated. There are attacks. Let me show you. The book of Psalms, chapter number 11 from verse 2. Psalms 11, start from verse 1 so they can have clear understanding. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. I'll say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow to make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. Are you following what I'm saying? That is why the assignment that goes on the altar is the assignment for men of the presence. The moment you assume somebody is there and there is a gifting, and you begin to say on that account of the gifting, begin to do this and do that. If you push them to where there are hostilities, men of the presence are the ones who survive that one. If they are not under that shadow and they get there, you just notice that it would have been better for them never to have even done it. Let me explain what I'm saying in clearer terms. One of the ways, if I want to save somebody's life, somebody has done something nice and I want to help the person, I will not push the person. It's a very serious thing for me to say I'm going somewhere to minister, come and minister with me. You will understand. One, it takes a level of debt to do this because there are accolades that come. Those accolades don't increase your anointing. They are arrows that shut you down. Is that okay now? It will take stamina to endure it. Because people everywhere start saying this, this, this. When you should be an offering, you have become an offerer. They are saying, come, bless us, bless us, bless us. You don't have anything that flows because it must be give and take. You take from the presence, you give to your generation. The one who is not there is not taking in. Now he wants to begin to bless life. He will preach himself, enter, what is it called now? There's a name. Reserve. Okay? He enters reserve. You know when you are driving a car? The car has not stopped, but there's a warning sign. Is that okay now? You begin to see warning signs. What are the warning signs you are in reserve? Immorality, number one. Immorality. You start noticing that some girls are fine. I'm telling you the way these things work. Number two, pride. You begin to notice that the object of glory when you are talking is yourself, not God. That's a sign. The moment, there are many stages, there are majorly three. Alright? The moment, that's the first one, manifestation. Is that okay now? The last stage is withdrawal. When the fellow now begins to withdraw himself from those carrying the presence that manifested him in the first place. After that, the devil that is roaming about as a wounded lion seeking for whom to devour finds them. They are a form of champion. They have their hammer, but they are ex-champions. Their swords are no longer sharp. Is that okay now? You don't understand what I'm saying. Am I going too far? Okay, let's leave that. Let's deal with something else. Are you following what I'm saying here? don't embrace activity, you will not embrace connectivity, the presence. The presence. The presence. You must desire it. I long to come before you, Lord. I can't wait for it to be both of us alone, Jesus. I can't wait. My best moment whenever I'm flying anywhere is that moment I just shut my ears with earphone and just sing and cry and cry and cry. We say, why do people cry in God's presence? They must be weak. No. Tears in His presence is strength, not weakness. It's a sign they have the heart of flesh. Just can't help it. Oh, we're on campus. Several times, we watch the videos of Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Healing school, miracles happening. My God. Friends, pastors, they're all married now. Just one of us that is here to marry. We'll lay down that bed, that small student bed. All of us will be there. Oh, the days that men were small in their own eyes. Only one person had laptop. So when we are watching it, yes, I remember one of my friends also had a TV and then a VCD player that when you put it, we'll go anywhere, buy all those discs, put them in, and I see miracles. I can't stop crying. When I get challenged, crying, pastor, it has not touched you. If it touched you, if Jesus hugs you once, Jesus Christ, I'm not saying you will see one Jesus come to your room as Jesus of Oyinbo. Do you get what I'm saying? I am saying the presence envelopes you. If prayer is not sweet, check your life. Check your life. Prayer, I remember maybe one of these days in the course of this teaching, I'm going to share some of my recent experiences, but until I'm led to. And God spoke to me and said, son, I'm walking through this city tonight. Wait on me. My father. Of everyone in this city, I don't know whether you told several of us, but may it not be heard that daddy is coming and I'm sleeping. No way. I called my friends. Those I know that will not say it is an impromptu prayer. I said, this is what God said. Can we please pray? Why not? May you be blessed with men who love prayers. Oh. And may you also love prayers. Amen. I am saying, if you develop hostility towards the presence, number one, you can't survive the enemies of your father's house. I'm just that's me just being blunt. That's the place of refuge. Oh God. Again, hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm telling you. You wonder the reason why this ministry surrounds ourselves with plenty prayer schedules. Plenty of it. Every day. Next week, I'm taking on another vigil. Are you tired? I don't know how it sounds. I don't know how it looks. But you see, whenever I am worshiping, I am not worshiping God as one God upstairs that has one aura. No, I know He's the King. Hey! I know it. It's like I can practically hear the beat, the way the King is stirring Himself in strength. I Ezumina kai de baka. Azubene kai de vela diata. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. It's palpable. As he can imagine. Men de kai de vile tikaj de vele matia ka haba. Aubene kai de vile kinamatish de vele minai. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say this to you. God is not introduced to you until you come to his presence. That's where he's really introduced. His aura is there. Let me explain. You might meet someone. Probably you had a trip to United Kingdom and you're on the same flight, seated at maybe first class cabin, or the same flight with someone. You don't even know the person. All right, you don't know him, this and that, but you guys, well, your seats are quite far from each other, but you just sat as much as you can to, you know, gist and interact and just normal fellow. Hello, how are you doing? Or probably while waiting for a flight at the airport, you met someone also waiting there at those executive lounge and you say, hello, how are you doing? You talk and all that. Only for you to return and discover that that's the son of the governor of your state. You've greeted him before. Something will happen. You now hold him in high esteem. You can't know God from afar, though you are in church, until you come to his presence. You'll be introduced to him. That's where the fear of God comes. The fear of God is not panic. The fear of God is reverence. Awe. How shall I do these things and sin against God? That's a man of the presence. That's a man of the presence. Man, the guy. Check the life of Samson in the Bible. Samson only prayed maybe twice. Never prayed. Esau prayed once. My father, is that all the blessing you have? That's all the prayer he ever prayed. But there was a man called Jacob that sat at a place where he discovered that Eden had come back again, because Eden means open heavens. And there was Eden again, and there was a ladder let down. Angels were. The ladder is not in height, because what you use to change realms can't be height. It's just a coded word. Angels were interchanging and descending. He said the Lord was here and I didn't know it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it again, the presence. That's where God is introduced to you. That's where God is introduced to you. He just suddenly revived him. There's a revival going on. And yeah, there's a revival going on. You know, in the course of the 7 days vigil we're having, one of those nights, I went online after the vigil. And I saw this guy. I think he shared one of my stuff recently that where I was talking about him. I saw him holding a vigil. He's a comedian. He was holding vigil people. What do you call Arole? This afternoon, I sat in the office. I saw Williams Uchemba also holding another meeting and even prophesying about healings. There is a fire already on ground. And it's like men in the media space are also catching it now. When it is the season, it is the season. We should actually be more than this. But there are part of us that God has lifted and they turned away from God. Is that okay now? How that people forgot the same thing that lifted them in the first place. And they now begin to chase after frivolities and all those things. But there are men who will not forget their roots. Because they've seen, they've gone deep in God. It doesn't matter the height, the roots still exist. Can we sing that song again as I continue teaching? My lover. Don't just solemnly and then, yes, lift your hands wherever you are. Let it come from deep inside. All right.
I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. My lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. My lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. My lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. My lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. My lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. The sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place.
My lover,
my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee.
My lover,
my lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. Hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place.
My lover,
my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee.
My lover,
my lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place.
My lover,
my lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee.
My lover,
my lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee.
My lover,
my lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee.
I hear the sound
of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to to the secret place. My lover, my lover, my lover. I heal thee, I heal thee, I heal thee.
My lover,
my lover, my lover.
I
heal thee, I heal thee, I heal thee. Sound of my beckoning on me to your secret place.
Finish the fellow. Ovelekai de Boleki Provine Kiste. Agilemai de Killa Divai de Kiro. Sie ist die Welle, Kila Shaha, wie ich.
My lover, my lover, my love. I heal thee, I heal thee, I heal thee. My lover, my lover, my lover. I heal thee, I heal thee. Sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. My lover, my lover, my lover. I heal thee, I heal thee, I heal thee.
Amen. You know, I watched this show, The Voice, Naija. I don't know if you saw that show. Yeah, the girl that actually won the show, the girl that won, the first time she came for blind audition, I don't know if you saw what happened. The coach couldn't stop crying. Can tell she busted into tears. No doubt this fellow came with God. I've seen how frustrated talent can be without the giver, the presence. All right, and it's very practical. Very practical. I shared the story with you of Bob Jones. That man is one of the mantles I pursue. Bob Jones is a very strange prophet. Most of you have just not read into him. You need to go and get the book Kansas City Prophet. Kansas City Prophet. Some said he thundered. You need to get that book. So Bob Jones. You know, Bob Jones didn't know Archbishop Benson Dausa. But at some point, Bob Jones had an encounter with an angel, and the angel said, "I am prosperity. I walk with Benson Dausa." So Bob Jones had a trip. He had a meeting somewhere. And one of the pastors delegated to go pick Bob Jones for the meeting. Got there 4 o'clock. All right? And if you know, if a plane is to arrive by 4, sometimes it's plus or minus 5 minutes, then the time wait for people to come down, right, to from the plane and all. And all that. So the pastor was there 4 o'clock. But for one reason or the other, Bob Jones got there some 10 minutes before him. And when he picked the pastor, when Bob, the pastor picked Bob Jones, the first statement Bob Jones said to him in the car, he said, "You are late." The pastor said, No. I was told 4, your flight was to arrive by 4. I came by 4 on the dot. And the man just left him. Another time he had another meeting that the same man was sent to pick him. The same thing happened. He told the man, "You are late."
The man said, no, I came exactly on time. Then this time around, he tried to educate him. He said, if you were walking by the Spirit, you will know I'll be around 10 minutes earlier. And that's why a carnal man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. They are talking from different realities. We are talking about the things that only spiritual men manifest. Wisdom is not a mental endowment. Wisdom is a spiritual capacity. It is for men who dwell in the presence. You can't be wise. You can't make wise decisions if you are not in the presence. You will do things that will alter your destiny. You will do things that will harm you. If you truly come to the presence of God, you will forgive all who have hurt you. The day you enter, and you know this is in layers. Depending on the layer you are standing in, so it will. The presence, let me describe. The presence of God, the reason why light was used to describe the presence of God. In heavens, there are no shadows. Why? Because there's nothing opaque. All right, so there's no secret. Is that okay now? There's no opacity, no secret. You can see through every creature. You can see through everything. You know as you are known. The reason why light is used to describe the presence of God metaphorically, you can't say physically. Is that okay now? Because that light is not sun. Sun does not brighten up heaven. Sun brightens up the earth. So if there's a light that brightens up heaven, and Jesus said it, Bible said Jesus is the light of the city, and Bible says that God dwells in unapproachable light. What is that light? It is something that can be used as antidote to darkness. If light shines, it's like a purifier, sends darkness packing. If you come to that light, based on the level you are standing in, a level of darkness dies. Let me explain. That's why you can have deeper things in your life that you need to take care of. You can say you are going to the presence, and yet, why is God not complaining? Because you have not climbed higher. The ones that the presence needs to pick out by the Holy Spirit at the level you are standing in, they pick them out. If you seek something higher, it will help you know the rest. That is when you will know that you can't brag, because there are more things you are seeing. That was what happened to Isaiah when Uzziah died. He mounted up, then he knew he was wretched. At that level before, he thought he was clean because he was prophesying. But at this point, he saw himself. The presence purifies you. I keti man de kuvili ne mekatish de veleni mai. That's why you see that sometimes people get to certain meetings and they just a level of presence is manifested. What happens? They break down in tears. Alright? And then they begin to receive certain instruction that they have not received personally in their own secret place. Why? There is corporate ascension. Is that okay now? Corporate prayers makes us ascend faster because there's corporate energy generated. At that energy level, the fellow begins to see God pick out the things that he has not picked out privately. Let me tell you the reason why you are not picking that privately is because you have not ascended in your private life. If you ascend, you begin to see God pick those things out. Have you prayed to a point that certain things became so apparent in your heart and you didn't know they were wrong? Sometimes some things happen and I get a message from either a son or a daughter and say, sir, I have a revelation about you. Not dream now, I'm talking like something is revealed in their heart. And then they say, I am here, I am committed, I follow you, this. I didn't ask. What happened? Now, that's a type and shadow. I want to give you an example. Is that okay now? So, in the place of following, actually, leaders don't command, don't demand for respect. You command. You see, we are to be godly. That is like God. In heaven, there is no familiarity with God because it's ever increasing. Nobody gets familiar with what will change the next minute. Before you say, what is this? Another manifestation of glory. When they see a leader evolving, honor pours out towards what rises. Is that okay? Let me just leave it there. If you fail to go and you are demanding for honor, one, you will have to be a witch. to now craftily manipulate the people. Any form of honor a man gets when he's not growing as a spiritual leader, it will take some level of manipulation to tie it down. You are dying and everybody, nobody is seeing it. It's not right. Is that okay now? So the presence of God at different layers hosts different manifestations. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yes. Host different what? Manifestations. Have you seen cases? Let me give you an instance. Look at the story of the repentant Boko Haram and all those people. You will hear, I've read many of their stories of how that they will go to churches to go and bomb and kill the people. They say there are churches they get to. They are just fixated. They can't do anything. Nothing can. Hope you know that the level of your title is not what dictates the level of presence you carry. It is not title oriented, it's sonship oriented. Sonship. Those who wait, sonship. Akai de filish developmente. Gande kish developmente kila. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying here? Those who what? Wait. The secret place. Yeah, that's the place. Alright? So God is ever advancing, ever increasing, ever changing. New manifestations every time. And that's what God expects of us. That as we dwell in His presence, our spirit man is to be like a mirror that reflects what is on the inside. Eternity has been placed on the inside. And that's why the Bible says that the spirit of a man is like the candle of the Lord, with which he searches the inward part. The idea is that we are to have new manifestation of the glory. When you think you have seen authority, now you are seeing another light and say, what is this? When you think you have seen, give me a virtue, patience, wisdom, now you see another light and say, oh God, new manifestations. All right? I was giving one of my spiritual daughters, let me quickly have a board. I was still going to use it at some point today, but let me quickly have a board and marker. Quickly, I want to show you something. Quickly. I want to show you a curve. Is that okay now? That you should never, ever, ever forget. Never, ever. Fellow carrying it, be fast. Just run down quickly. Never forget what I want to show you. For the sake of my time, just bring it on top here and stand behind it. We don't have time setting it up. This is the way the curve of life is. So this is your starting point. Sorry, you can't see. Then this is your match. Okay. This is your growth. This is maturity. Then this is decline. As you start out, you start growing, then you get to a peak of maturity. If you don't reinvent this process to now see another greater curve and greater maturity, what you enter is decline. This is what happens to organizations, to families and all that. People get married, they grow in love, gets to a point that the love is so strong. They are praying, they are doing all those things. And then they forget to do the things they were doing when they first found each other. Everything enters decline. The same thing with God. And that's what is happening in this auditorium. We came here with less than 20 people. We have entered a growth phase. Now, we are at a point that we can't take this place again. Alright? Second service, first service, we can't take this place. If we stay here without moving, what actually happens? It's not like we'll keep growing. What happens is that we'll keep decreasing. We'll get back to that 20. That's what happens. That's what happens. So remember the things you were doing that brought growth and brought you to maturity. Reinvent the wheel. So when God said we should sow out all the sound system, everything we have in this place, I understand. Start again the way I started with you. You will be ever fresh. The way you started, you were seeking me, you were pursuing, you were doing all those things. Before I brought this anointing, reinvent the wheel. The next process is what? Death. Everything begins to die after their peak. Except you reinvent the process. And that's why we learn these things. If you are men of the presence, there are many things, many instructions the Holy Ghost will be giving you in every aspect of your life, in prayers, in fasting. It will begin to bring back the old cultures that brought what we are celebrating now. Reinvent the same. Even in one of the ways I see God do that in my life is in giving. He does it in every aspect, but giving. I learned giving by giving my all. So, at some point when I want to sit down and say, okay, I'm done. You can put it somewhere there. I'm still going to use it. When I want to sit down and say, I'm not the one that killed Jesus, then the instruction comes immediately. For thinking, there was a day I sat down in church. I was going to give a tithe. I can't remember how much tithe. So I was counting the tithe. As I counted the tithe, I had to recount again to be sure it was not more than. Then the Lord said, you had to do what? Drop everything there. You don't hear it because of the height you are standing. There are things you can do if you are not too close. There are things you can't do if you are close. The same God, two different children, different experiences, the same God. It's like you have the same father. There are things you will do in the house, you don't dare it. If the last born do it, your dad will just laugh. There are many Christians who are holding mic, have beards. They are spiritual last borns. They scatter the house, do many things. They are babies. They've been around, they fail to grow. Their growth almost stopped. Are you following? And let me say this to you. Actually, and I'm not saying this to body shame anybody. Get what I'm saying? If a child, the way you see Joseph, the way he's playing, is a baby, all right? He's just growing. If in the next 10 years, God forbid, all right? God forbid, will now come and say, where is Joseph? Say, that's him. What was he doing there? You don't call him a baby anymore. You call him a what? A dwarf. The title baby Christian, you are holding. You won't hold it for long. You stay longer there. In fact, you will not even be called a Christian anymore because you. There are many arrows that come at the gate. I don't have time to show you. You choose to stay at the gate. Do you know what goes on at the gate? Then somebody enters and tabernacle there. In this kingdom, it is reinvent, grow, or decline. That's the way it works. So the reason why we still have to be trying, struggling to pass many things in the body of Christ is because actually many believers are not growing. Simple. That's just what is happening. Unfortunately, many are not in places where they even know that there's anything called spiritual growth. Thank you for this. All right? Many are not even aware that there's any such thing as anything called spiritual growth. There's a reason why the Bible says you have an unction of the Holy One. Therefore, you know all things. You have no need that anyone should teach you. He's not talking about rebellion. He's saying that there's an unction that comes upon you. That before a teacher speaks, the unction has corrected. And say, Do you get what I'm saying? You come to church. Lord! Show me your glory. And you have loads of people you have blocked. Not the ones that are trying to threaten your spirituality, the ones you were offended at and blocked. Nothing tampers that area because despite the tears, you didn't arise to the height where they will be touched. Somebody can insult the father and mother and come to church. And he will say, I don't, for the Holy Spirit not to pick it up. What I did want to, was there anything serious? He didn't pick it up because you were at the outer court crying. If you enter into the holies of holies, the light of that place is God. It's Shekinah. You know what that means? It is an invading light. It will invade you. Right there and then you confess your sin. What the Bible says about the believers meeting? What did Paul say about believers meeting? There's a meeting called believers meeting where one comes and gives psalms, and that one comes and gives prophecies, and that one comes and gives hymns. What happens when an unbeliever comes? Nobody needs to preach to him. The glory of the Lord himself will bear witness in his heart. You are not saved. And they will come and repent. There's an invading glory that happens when you come to that place. That's why we are not having practicing Christians. We're having professing Christians. Because people have not dwelt at the point of the glory. You have the tendency of seeing Christians married. And it starts gradually. And you see, it starts at the level of being a young man and a young girl. You are in a relationship where you still have eyes for other people. Then you, anything you start, you actually grow. Except you stop the process. You grow in anything you have started. That's the way it works. Once you have started, you will grow. As long as you are doing the same thing again and again, you grow. That's mastery. That's mastery. So you grow. So I'm going to show you two things hand in hand. So people start doing all this, then they get to a point that they are married, but they see they built the capacity to be married and still have babes and still carry the anointing. You say that must be a corrupted anointing. No, it is the anointing. It is. I'm going to show you. What did the Bible say about the seed that fell on the rock? The Bible said that this seed bore roots and shoot. But when the sun came, it scorched it because there was no root in the earth. That is, the seed developed, it didn't grow. Somebody who is preaching can be a better preacher. If you do it often and often, you'll be skillful. This microphone we are holding, there's a point called the overflow. Whether you're a musician or a singer, when you get to that point, true use, you enter to the overflow where the possibility around you manifests every time you stand. But the danger of that is that even when God is no longer there, you will not even be aware. What the Bible says about Samson? Samson shook himself like other times and knew not that God was not with him. Was it that moment that God left him? Talk to me now. Samson had broken all the Nazarite code. The last strand holding was just the air. Are you following what I'm saying now? They will say, Samson, repent. He will show them power is still there. And I've shown you, if you use power to answer questions of consecration, you are dead. I say, are you living a right life? Say, see me now. I can still manifest. I can still do this. Are you following what I'm saying now? In marriage, there are times I tell myself, my wife is doing shakara. I beg thee. And the Holy Ghost will say, ego. Sometimes I'm in the prayer room, locked the door, praying to God, my Father. And he will tell me, you have left your wife for too long. Eh? I thought, God, you will even be happy. I say, you are not carried away with the things of the flesh. And that's why you must marry from the presence. Because when you do so, something can be wrong and you can talk to God, who is your Father. And because your spouse is online, they will pick it. Don't marry spouse offline. Those that it will take years for them to get the message God has sent since, they are offline spiritually. Are you following what I'm saying? Very serious matter. Somebody that you can... What the Bible says about the wisdom? It's about the wisdom that comes from above is first pure, peaceable, and easily entreated. It is not the kind that they will say, please, say words, please. Are you following what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. I can't see the velemina card. There are many things. I'm going to show you many faces to this presence thing. It's not every time. No. In Joseph, the presence manifested as favor. It can have different faces of manifestation. Different faces. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you following? Say the presence. Say it again, the presence. So don't just dwell. Don't just seek to dwell in the presence. Seek to go deeper. 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 Are you following me? Deeper. But the issue is that when it comes to, I'm going to say this and I'll close. You know, I am careful. There are two ways to get results in God. One, cooperate with God. Obedience. Cooperate with God. In that area, in every area also. But if you want to get results in that area, everything God is saying in that area also, cooperate with Him, be broken towards Him. Brokenness is not the same thing as breaking things. Brokenness, the closest thing to brokenness is for something to shrink. So John the Baptist said, I should decrease for Him to increase. All right, so brokenness also, the more you get out of the way, the more you see God. Is that okay now? But there's another way, which is to teach men principles. The danger of principles is that if you teach a man who is not in God's presence principles are principles, they will work and they will think it is God endorsing him. You must know that God wants all his children to prosper, but there are people God does not want to prosper out of his mercy, because it will destroy them. Every other growth starts from personal growth. Internal growth. If you grow on the inside, you will grow in every other area. I'm telling you, the way your life is a revelation or a reflection of the growth you have attained. Argue it out, I will tell you that. Whether financially, any other area, if you grow in the areas you grow, in knowledge, in all those things, you will see the result. God gave me a warning a few days ago. He said, don't be humble about your pride. And don't be proud about your humility. You see, this brother is arrogant. See me, hey Joe. He's humble about his arrogance. The pride, this kind, is not manifested in him saying I'm better than anybody. But it's manifested in the way he sees himself. He won't repent. And the one who carries himself, see, I'm a very humble man. I'm broken before the Lord. He is proud of his humility. And it is pride. Are you following what I'm saying? Alright. I tell you the truth. If you stay in God's presence, you will know God loves to talk. But the higher you now go, I don't know how to explain this. You see a girl doing shakara, ask her out. Let me explain. When I asked my wife out, I've been giving her assignments. She's my mentee. Be like, go and start giving that girl assignment. I've been giving her assignments. She's my mentee and all those things. When I talked to her, she first went, okay. What's happening? There's a hush sound. Then later, yes. There's that scene, manifestation I didn't know is there. This person can talk like this. Then you get married. And you are seeing that there are days this individual can be quiet all day. Huh? I'm pursuing God. Ah, God said this. God said that. God said this. God said that. And there are days for 1 week you are waiting on one matter and it's quiet. Depending on where you are standing. Is that okay now? Bow your head. I want to sing that song one more time, then we're going to pray. My Lord, my Lord, my lover, I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. My lover, my lover, my lover, I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. I hear the sound.
to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. My lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. My lover, my lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee.
I hear
the shout of my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me to the secret place.
Ask the Lord that they will fill you with new hunger for His presence. New glory, new level of hunger. That you are hungry and hungry and hungry for Him.
My lover, lover, my lover. I hail thee, I hail thee, I hail thee. I hear the sound of my love beckoning on me.
The secret place.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm praying for you that from today, your desire will be His presence. You will always seek to be in His presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.